T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
9KISW and KISW HD1, Seattle, a radio.com station. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Gonzalez, our standing mile, take caller 9 right now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on. And since Mike is not here, he is not working on these stories. A new study found that listening to sad music when you're depressed can make you feel happier than upbeat music does.
Is that like kids that are hyper take uppers and it brings them down? I mean,
the researchers think it's because uplifting music is irritating when you're feeling sad.
You know what? That's true. I mean, and that's a horrible thing to say, but we all know or knew that person who was always upbeat and sing-songy, and eventually it's like Barney, right? Barney's always happy, and I know he's for kids, but like I'm not going to finish that statement. It sounds harsh. I was not a fan of Barney because of that.
The song they picked, that one from Platoon, I like that song. A little dark.
Yeah, I think most things from Platoon, a little dark. Skew dark.
Merriam-Webster just added a bunch of new words to the dictionary. Here we go again. Some of the words are EGOT. That is for winning.
The Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
Correct. Stan.
Oh, the crazy obsessed fan.
Obsessive fan.
Thank you, Eminem.
And garbage time.
You're getting blown out.
That's exactly right. Last few minutes of a game when the bench players get to get in. High school in Houston, Texas just implemented a dress code for parents. The principal sent out a letter telling parents they need to dress more appropriately when they're dropping their kids or picking their kids up from school. So, please stop wearing pajamas, slippers, jeans with rips in the butt, and short shorts.
When I first read the story, I'm like, come on, man. But then you realize, it's like when you go to the airport and sometimes you look at other people and you're like, you do know other people out there. It's a common decency not to look like complete S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, like, it might look sloppy, but like, I don't know. If they're just wearing pajama pants, like, is that a big deal?
I don't know. I mean, look, I don't know the situation. I don't know if you're dropping your kid off, if you physically get out of the car and walk up to the school. I mean, I don't know, but
you know the jean, the sweatshirts, the sweatpants that you can wear into a grocery store in a common area and the ones you can't. I mean, at least I think you should.
I think they're basically the same.
I mean, I'm with you, and I don't get the pajama pants traveling, but I don't know. I feel like if I'm dropping a kid off at that early in the morning, which is super early for me, like, I'd still be...
I would say this. I don't think you should dress code because parents can do what the hell they want. One of the beauties of reaching adulthood, and certainly when you have kids, it's, we don't need your opinion so much. But also, as a parent and as an adult, you think you would take it upon yourself not to provoke someone to think they need to give you a dress code. And if you just dress decent, no one's going to say it. And I mean, it's up to them. But I don't think they should have to do whatever you want. But I'm saying they said this because you look like ass.
Speaking of parents, 1 out of 5 people say they trust Amazon's Alexa to babysit their kids when they leave the house.
Are they insane?
That is a true survey.
Are you out of your freaking mind?
These are the same people, right, that nowadays you can't even leave a kid at home because it's like, oh, you're not parenting enough.
Right.
But now you'll say, oh, I'll trust a machine to watch them.
Alexa, please watch my kid. Okay. And then as soon as you leave, you know, Alexa, I hate the both of you. There are demons in your walls. I hope you get lice.
Dating app Bumble is launching a new feature that uses AI to warn you when someone sends you an unsolicited pic of their junk.
Andropenis.
It's going to roll out in June. Get it? It's going to roll out. Get it? A guy in Massachusetts just built a working computer out of delicious lasagna.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say that again.
Technically, it's just the computer case. The internal parts are actually, you know, electronics, but the case is all layers of dry noodles.
Did he just do this because he could do it?
I don't know.
I mean, that's lasagna noodles. I thought the case was going to be a full baked lasagna.
So now you're unimpressed?
Yeah.
Me too.
Seriously.
Actually, I am too.
Yeah, anybody can create art with the dry noodle.
Trust me, my kids have been doing it for years. Little glitter, a few crayons, Elmer's glue, bam.
Kit Kat just announced its first new permanent flavor in almost a decade. Mint chocolate Kit Kats are coming in December. Mint on top, dark chocolate on the bottom, and wafers inside.
How do you guys feel about mint in your chocolate?
I like it. I'm
really?
A guy, yeah.
I like mine a little tiny after dinner chocolate.
Yeah,
mint.
Like an Andes.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like, I'll eat that, but like,
what about like mint chocolate chip ice cream?
Right, I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, man.
See, I was like, Kit Kat, man, you're already delicious. Don't get in mint.
Don't get in the mint game, player.
Guy in Alabama named Jamario Howard was at a restaurant with two friends last week and saw an old lady sitting by herself. It turned out to be that her husband had just passed on. And the next day was their 60th anniversary.
Well.
So Jamario invited her to sit with him and his friends. Now a photo of the four of them is going viral. How about that?
I saw that. Did you see the picture?
People being nice to each other.
Yeah. Sure, it's like three young brothers and then this old white chick.
And they're all doing shots.
It's just like the last picture anyone would expect to see, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's like, remember the younger black dude that got the random text from a lady inviting him over
For the wedding?
For like a holiday meal?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's Thanksgiving. He spent the last three Thanksgivings with her.
Has it been that long then?
Yeah.
He just got the errant text, jokingly said something, starts corresponding with this woman. Now he's like part of their family.
Yeah. I mean, old women, man, it's pretty solid.
He's like a grown-up Webster.
Yeah, like they cook your food, they're asleep when you're partying.
72-year-old man of Florida stabbed his nephew for taking too long in the bathroom.
You think he's pooping or getting ready for something?
How old's the nephew?
We don't know that. He's 72 years old.
72.
I'm going to guess the guy's like in his 50s or 40s.
Pooping.
Right?
I'm saying that guy's in the bathroom.
I think he's in there getting one.
No. Man,
getting one done.
When you're in a pinch and someone's outside of the door, you can bust that thing out in 3 minutes.
A pinch?
Oh, yeah. Bad choice of words, but the point.
An HR expert says handshakes could be banned from offices as a way to avoid, what do you think?
Germs.
Sickness.
Absolutely no. Potential sexual harassment lawsuits.
What?
Wish I could make that up.
How do you make a hand? You know what? I'm not going to ask that.
You take your little finger
and you
brush the inside of their palm. When you shake it, you give them a little pinky tickle.
Not shocked you know how to make it creepy.
You're probably the reason for the rule.
Exactly.
Have you been pinky tickling people at work, Miles?
God, even the term pinky tickle.
What's wrong? You've never had a good pinky tickle then?
I haven't.
Mm-hmm. You're like, ooh. It'd probably make you sit up straight. You're like, ooh.
Pinky tickle is either something I don't want to feel on my body, or it's a delicious deep-fried treat that I'm going to eat.
Or it's a new Sesame Street character.
Pinky twinkle.
A study found that people with happy spouses live longer.
You don't say.
Yeah, because they're happy. Here we go.
Start being happy, honey.
That's right. Now.
I'm trying to live.
Some men who seemed to be good Samaritans helping with a car crash in North Carolina were actually just there to steal the victim's purse.
Oh, come on.
They reached into the car window, grabbed the purse, and drove off. Police are still looking for the suspects. There were three men who came up to help her and tried to loot her car and apparently got away with it.
I mean, look, man, I'm not above being a scumbag from time to time, but stuff like that, come on. Just no.
Dude, right, and they were like, the car's going to blow up. You got to get away from it. And they stole her purse.
Moving on to flavor stories. Apparently, our tongues have the same odor receptors in our noses.
Oh, good.
So your tongue and your nose are really related.
So no point holding your breath, fellas.
Yeah, even more so. Starbucks is bringing back its s'mores frappuccino next week, Steve.
By the way, I got hip to that today when I was buying my horchata. Frappuccino.
Are you down with the s'mores frappuccino?
I don't know. Look, the woman behind the counter, she was new to this particular location, asked for the horchata. She was unaware that it existed. The other employees told me about it a few weeks ago. So she finally finds it. She rings it up. She looks at me, sizes me up, and says, hey, next week, she actually told me this today, next week, we're doing s'more, the s'more frappuccino. I mean, I'm going to try it.
Right. I mean, you're ordering frappuccinos off the menu. Like, obviously, this dude wants a s'mores. Right? That's what she just looked at. I was like, oh, he wants one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new place to stay in Idaho on Airbnb. It is a one-bedroom home shaped like a giant potato. If your name is JoJo, you get 25% off your first night stay.
You're lying.
Yes.
Okay. I'm like, there's no way. That's too good to be true that if your name's JoJo. I saw a picture of the potato thing, man.
Would you stay in a potato?
Maybe we should wait for TV time to see if people would stay in a potato.
Oh, you have that coming up. That's riveting.
Would you stay in a potato?
Hey, man, I want to spend the night in Giant Tater.
Welcome to Tater House.
You're in Idaho. Why not?
Well, look, we'll get into it, but the potato hotel is a little discriminatory.
What?
Telling you.
Okay.
And I'm pissed.
Bear is looking to hire someone to travel around the United States and Canada this summer and find new
Bears?
Paint colors. Bear, B-H-R.
Oh, the paint.
Is it Bear? Is it Bear paint?
It's Bear, yeah.
Okay, they're looking for
I don't know if it meant like Bear, aspirin, Bear, grills.
Exactly.
I like the idea that this Bear is just walking around hiring people. Yeah.
You're going to find new paint colors, though. You're looking for new colors.
So new colors.
New colors.
I want the job naming the paint colors because they come up with some crap or you can say it.
Some of them aren't new, right? Because there's blue, then there's sky blue, deep blue, exactly. Carolina blue, exactly. Columbia blue.
Exactly. Well, they're going to pay you $10,000 to travel around the United States and find these colors.
I'm down.
Very good. All right, we got your headlines coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hill going to police everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, O'Shea. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. All right, O'Shea, you understand how this here game is played?
I sure do.
Fantastic. Going back to a story that I discovered last week, but it involves an 82-year-old woman in New York City. And even at the age of 82, she says her dating and her sex life is way better than yours. Not you personally, O'Shea. She meant all of us. Don't be offended. But she says she goes on 2 or 3 Tinder dates a week with much younger men. And she has no trouble landing them because, and I quote from her, "I've never met a man who doesn't want to F me." Unquote. Now, looking at her photos, she doesn't look 82. She looks 75, but she doesn't look 82. Anyway, she says she's been single for 35 years, and the average guy she dates is in his 50s, although the last guy she got it on with, according to her, was 39. So what's it like to date her? She says, and I quote, "We go out for a drink, and if the chemistry's right, we go to my apartment. If not, then we just leave each other." Oh, and she also loves porn and always congratulates guys when they're aroused. Do you believe that this lovely lady is black, white, Asian, or Jew?
Can I get some input from the racial consultant?
She likes sex.
Yes.
She's still all about it.
According to her, yeah.
And younger dudes like her.
Seems that way.
I'm kind of leaning on this theory for the last couple weeks, but again, I'm going to go back to the Robert Kraft theory. Because the whorehouse, or the, I don't know what you call that place.
Brothel?
Well, was it a real, either way.
The spa.
I wanted to call it a rub and something, but anyhow, that lady was about that age, and she's Asian, and apparently she just went room to room servicing people.
Damn.
Yeah.
I want to be number one on her list then, you know.
Yeah, I want to be last.
Make the lack of breath strip.
All right, O'Shea, what do you think? We need a final answer.
Well, considering that Ted did bring up some pretty good points, I think my final answer is going to be Asian.
You going to go Asian final answer, O'Shea?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to find out if she is black, white, Asian, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network. City woman who says that she goes on 2 or 3 Tinder dates with younger men every week, and they all want to do her. She says she loves the porn. Is she black, white, Asian, or Jewish? We'll let you know coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room. Profile this takes us to New York City. We have an 82-year-old woman, and she is single, and she goes on 2 or 3 Tinder dates a week, mostly with younger men. I think she said the last guy that she was with was in his upper 30s. Either way, normally dates guys in their 50s or so, but I guess she congratulates the men when they get excited and likes to watch porn and all that, and goes on 2 or 3 Tinder dates a week, all with younger men.
Yeah, and gets laid consistently, at least according to her. But O'Shea, we asked you, did you believe that this amorous woman is black, white, Asian, or Jewish? And you agree with Ted, and Ted had a very strong theory, taking the Robert Kraft deal and all that, and just saying, you know what, I think it might be Asian.
Oh!
Sorry, no. White. Yes.
Okay.
And gray.
Well, depends.
I don't know. I saw a picture of her, and to me, she looked like Grand Moff Tarkin from Star Wars. But that's just me.
Okay. Christopher Lee?
No. He was Count Dooku. Oh, what is the guy's name? Because he was like some famous actor.
Christopher Lee. I think Grandma Tarkin was Christopher Lee.
You think it's
Christopher? Yeah, pretty sure. Anyway, what do we know? Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Everybody likes to stay somewhere cool, somewhere different, right? So if you go to Disney World, you know, there's a bunch of possibilities, right, for every price range.
Sure.
Now, you could stay at some of the hotels. There's fancy ones. There's stuff for couples. There's stuff for, you know, there's Disney Weeks where it's just singles. And this.
Do they
and
have
that.
The Econo Lodge Disney section?
They don't have that kind of stuff, but you could stay out at the Wilderness.
Oh.
Yeah, and there's a campground there as well.
Also, you can live in a tent.
Yeah, you can bring in a trailer, too, a tow behind.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But either way, the thing is, people like to stay in different places. Sorry, I got to say it. If you go to the Wilderness, though, they have a old country kind of show and review, but it's all you can eat, like fried chicken and ribs, too. It's great.
Speaking my language, my brother.
And you get drinks out of a mason jar.
Oh, see, I'm down with that, man.
Yeah.
Fried chicken and ribs. My black ass is there. That's how you get black people to go camping, right? Because I'm like, I don't want to go camping. Maybe I'll go.
So this one, probably you haven't heard about this, but we'll go to Idaho. And there's a famous giant potato that's been in Idaho forever, just a little bit outside of Boise. So, like I said earlier, this place is a little discriminatory.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right word?
Discriminatory, yeah.
Discriminatory.
Yeah.
So I'll let her explain why they hate people like me.
Since this wasn't intended to ever be a house, it was a lot of work. The bathroom is in a separate structure, a grain silo bin, and then the potato is like the living bedroom area.
You put it in a museum, it's one thing, but you put it out here in a way of inviting people to experience Idaho in a unique way, and it just seemed to make total sense to us.
I rent to couples, so it's designed for couples. I think there will be a lot of staycations, and hopefully it will be a thing like if your family is coming from out of town, like, oh, you have to go spend a night in the Big Idaho Potato Hotel.
So I guess I can't stay there.
What? Why? Why?
She said it's for couples.
You just take a date. I mean, that's how you get a date to go with you.
No.
You say, look.
No. Hear me out. This is what's ridiculous. She's charging $200 a night for this Airbnb. Well, it's for couples and family. Well, I tell you what. I'm the one in my family that can afford it. I don't have kids.
Okay.
But I can't stay in the potato. Maybe I'll stay out of your whole state, Idaho.
And you know, it's kind of hard, Miles, to get a date. Like, hey, baby, why don't you come and maybe get away for the weekend?
By the way, you don't take a date on a trip to stay at a hotel. That's you're playing with danger. You got to be at least a few months in before you take a trip.
Especially if that hotel's a potato.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, she's got to be a very spudsy girl. And, like, want to take root with you in this potato hotel. I've been on fire today.
Look into her eyes.
I want to wedge us in there.
either way, if you want to see what the potato, you've seen this giant potato. Now it's a hotel. It's up on the men's room Facebook book. And just yes or no, would you stay there?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way, but if I'm in Boise, right? And it's like,
all right.
Oh, crap, man, that giant potato hotel's there. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not even a toilet in there, though.
Just work to a different room, right?
No, you got to walk over to the grain silo.
How close is the potato room to the grain silo?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm just saying, like,
I mean, if it's within proximity, it's worth it. Anywhere that has a grain silo, no offense, I feel comfortable peeing outside.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd pay to stay at the potato.
At the potato inn.
Yeah. And it's just a one-off. But, if you're traveling through the country, I'm sure it's something fun.
You want to be a spud stud?
Spud stud.
I'm a spud stud.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine years from now some kid being like, yeah, Mom, Dad, where were you? Like, we were inside of a potato.
When we conceived you?
Yeah. We were inside a potato, pun intended.
And then 4 weeks later, you get the email, like, you have acquired 250 tater points.
Right.
Stand if you get 750 more, you can stay another night at only 25% off.
Yeah, you could stay at the other potato hotel in Dublin.
Exactly.
By the way, remind me, I had a very interesting conversation about Irish people last night.
I'll remind you.
We had one today.
All right, yeah. I met a guy that was claiming he's going to turn Irish. All right.
Wow, okay.
So he's going for citizenship.
Yes. He explained to me he was African, that I guess there was, when the potato famine happened, one of the ships got lost and ended up in Africa, and he's sixth generation Irish.
Okay.
And I'm bald because I used too much hot water.
Huh.
Is that what he told me?
Wow, this sounds like Land of the Lost. You know what I mean? You're all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're somewhere completely different.
The Wall Street Journal's reporting that basically, here's the deal. Netflix users spent more time streaming The Office than any other show last year. You know what number two was?
Friends.
Correct.
Wow, good guess.
So Netflix went out and they paid $100 million to keep Friends, right? Yeah.
Well, I don't see those guys acting a bunch anymore.
I don't see my parents work much after they retire.
Right. So obviously Netflix, and some of the Netflix originals don't get as much love, but it's the thing. Now that you have it there all the time, like you just watch the same shows.
Right.
But Netflix could lose both. NBC Universal is in the process of launching their own streaming service, and they may want both shows on it to be exclusive to it.
I understand. Isn't that what Disney basically did? So Netflix had some stuff, then when Disney said, or whatever, whoever it was, they're going to launch their own thing, they lost some content there. And I would think after Disney does it, of course, Universal, Warner Brothers, basically, whoever does not own Netflix, right, you're going to take your stuff back.
Content is king on that. So if you own it...
Well, it's amazing, too, to see somebody start something, and it's a great idea. But, billion-dollar companies, they can't lose.
I know.
Sorry, I'm just like, oh, really, NBC? Like, come on. Right. Yeah, but right, or like Disney, where we got to take our stuff back. Everybody's watching on Netflix. Well, they're still watching it, right? Like, I'm not going to buy the Disney one.
Right.
So the Disney stuff I might have watched is gone.
And, well, they have to pay their CEO $65 million a year, Ted.
Yeah,
you
correct.
You understand? That's a different situation.
Yeah.
And everyone's taking that risk.
Because it's so hard to F up Disney. on Marvel, Star Wars, and all the Disney franchises. So, yeah, you need $65 million to keep that afloat.
But, like, Netflix also has originals that I very much like, right? And you want to watch them. Ozark's one of their most popular
ones. Don't keep that stuff.
Right? So you could watch that. And I like that I could watch stuff from the BBC or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I get why the companies do it. I'm just like, I don't know that people exclusively, like, I didn't buy Netflix to watch the same shows over and over, but they were simply offered there.
Sure.
Right.
So, like, it's what you're exposed to, what you can get.
No, but you make a good point.
But I'm just saying, like,
the variety
goes down.
You can
take it all back, but, like, I still want Netflix because I want to watch some of that other stuff.
Right, because they got you.
Right, so I'm saying, like, Disney, all right, take it. NBC, like, take it. I wasn't watching that anyhow.
And that's the thing with Stern. Like, when Stern was on, we on the East Coast, we used to come on after Stern.
Yeah.
And we listened to Howard Stern every day. You know,
right.
Without question, because he was there. He was funny. It was a great show. You got a chance to listen to it. We moved out here. He was on for maybe 6 more months before he went to satellite. I rented a car not too long ago that had XM in it, or whatever it's called, Sirius.
XM Sirius,
yeah.
I believe it
is. And they had the Howard Stern channel. And I turned it on. I'm like, oh, there's Howard. That's
right.
Cool. And I'm listening to it. And it's like, it's a little bit different. But it took 15 years of a gap in between. And it was just a matter of, do I have access to this?
That's all it is, right?
And it really was like, and do I want to, I can pay for it, sure.
Sure.
Just like Desus and Meryl or whatever, like, but I haven't seen the show because now I don't have access to it. So I'm not paying for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like I always say, Desus and Meryl, I cut them slack because they're going to make more money. Whereas
precisely,
these are billion-dollar companies being like, that's not fair, everybody likes Netflix, let's start. I guess my point is like, these new ones aren't going to be Netflix.
No, they're not.
Right?
They're not.
Like, Netflix was it's like, all right, you could take all your content back, but then you're just kind of doing the same thing.
But I think
like Miles saying, now you want everybody to pay for all these different services.
Well, they just want to water down Netflix. Netflix is kicking their ass. The only thing you could do to stop them, honestly, was to, like, we need to take our content back, and then now it puts Netflix, in their mind, on an even playing field. Plus, the thing is just more money, right?
I mean, yeah, but inevitably. Also, like, right. Don't sweat it, because you know what? Like a lot of people, and I don't, especially the younger people, like you're gonna fall in love with YouTubers.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
It still seems a little wild right now for people our age, but trust me, pretty soon some of the biggest shows you'll love are on YouTube.
That's why HBO is smart in the way that yes, you can watch a movie, and yes, they put big movies out there within a reasonable amount of time. Every single thing that they do otherwise is their original content.
Yeah,
yeah.
All the shows are theirs.
Yeah.
So.
Netflix is saying, hey, don't sweat it. If you love The Office, it'll be on there till at least 2021. But yeah, those are some of the biggest shows they have on there. But obviously, like I said earlier, like Ozarks is big. What was I say? Orange is the New Black was a massive one for them too. All right. Let's see here. Where do I want to go? You know what? Let's listen to Fallon. He's got a couple thank you notes.
Thank you, Mueller Report Redactions, for making our justice system look like a Mad Libs page. Thank you, Masters, for being the one day a year when wearing a green blazer means I won instead of things are not going well for me. The only blazer I got, dude. It's all I got.
No.
Thank you, people who wear flip-flops on the subway, for somehow still not being as gross as people who wear five-toed shoes anywhere.
Oi!
Thank you, first really warm day of spring, for being that time of year when I get to play a fun game called Did I Get Too Fat for My Shorts? Thank you, the phrase friend of a friend, for being a nicer way of saying, not my friend. There you guys have it. Thank you.
That's a solid point. I use friend of a friend that way. And then also sometimes I use it if somebody's like, oh, man, like, I know that dude. He's super cool. And I should be like, well, listen, I know him through. He's a friend of a friend. I
generally
can't claim that I'm that cool with him.
I generally use friend of a friend when I say something horrible about him.
Do you?
Well, if they're like, hey, man, I heard you're a part of, I don't know, whatever goes down. Like, well, he's a friend of a friend.
He was, you know, introduced to me from a third party.
Yeah, I just met him.
And I'm with you. I think that's generally the term, but I definitely use it for some other people, too, where I'm like, I'm not that. I can't claim to be that person's friend. I'm not that cool.
I think the smoothest I've heard is one of the Avengers movies. I don't know, but Thor's going on about, hey, man, take it easy. This guy's my brother. I know he's not the best guy, but, you know, my brother, man, I got to protect him. Like, he killed 1 million people. He was adopted. Real quick to point that out. I laughed my ass off.
Let's see. Jeopardy James still dominating, but he doesn't know everything. He actually messed up and got one wrong. He confused. I don't know how he did this. He confused lyrics from a Panic at the Disco with a Fall Out Boy song.
Man, I wouldn't be able to tell you a lyric from either of them.
Kind of funny, though. Both bands kind of notice it. Panic at the Disco was like, hey, we made it. And then Fall Out Boy was like, get him next time, James, for 500, Alex. So, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they're in the same genre.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would be, you know, I'm not saying this to piss people off.
But they're going to piss people off.
Right. Like, if you don't listen to rock, right, you might confuse, I don't know, like a Metallica and Megadeth.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, his voice.
If you don't listen, well, the voices might be the only thing that gives it away.
Yeah. And he was in Metallica. That's why I used that example. Right. But I'm just saying, like.
Still wants to be.
Yeah. I'm not going to name other bands, but there are some bands. It's hard to tell the difference.
Alice in Chains and Godsmack.
Yeah, and Godsmack tries
No Fault of Alice in Chains.
Yeah, what's the new one? We had the guy in here. He was super awesome. Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah.
And Zeppelin.
That's a good example.
Right?
I mean, hell, they're called Godsmack because that's Alice in Chains.
But I'll give him credit because he's open about it.
Oh, yeah.
I like Alice in Chains. I wanted my band to sound like Alice in Chains. I named it after a song.
Seether worships Nirvana. We all know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We only know that because he told us, but yeah.
Well, no, I mean, even like he tried to get in on that reunion. Like he's.
Sure,
that
all
is,
stuff.
Yeah, that is his band.
Nice. Another show I should recommend to people on Comedy Central, if you haven't been watching, Jim Jefferies has a pretty funny talk show at night. That's awesome. Get off my lawn.
People, get
that's
off my
the name
lawn.
Of it. Okay.
Well, no, that's not the name of it. It's just the Jim Jefferies show. But he just had a segment where he was bitching about something. I just like the way he set it up. It's like, this new segment's called Get Off My Lawn. And he's like, it's just like me regularly, just not leaning as far back in the chair. Because he's like sitting outside on a lawn. And he's just like talking about stuff he doesn't like. Like the one was dancing. He hates dancing. And he's like, if you could dance and sing, then you're a double threat. I love you. But he's like, you know, and he's like, if you could dance, sing, and act, then you're a triple threat. You're the man. I loved you as Wolverine.
Can Hugh Jackman dance also?
Oh, yeah.
He'd probably do anything.
Okay.
It's Hugh Jackman.
Well, all right. Now, I know that I have not seen any. Oh, no. I take that back. I saw.
Les Mis?
No. Oh, hell no. Oh, God. It's some circus movie, man. I watched it with the kid. Greatest Showman.
All right.
Greatest Showman. I think he's. I don't remember it well because I hated the movie, but I think he sings a little bit in that. And if I recall, it just wasn't great.
Wasn't he in a musical, though?
Yeah, well, Les Mis. Yeah.
For everybody. Yeah.
They sang it that live.
Russell Crowe even sang it. And I know he's in a band. It doesn't mean you're a good singer, but he is in a band.
Yeah.
His backup band's the Grunts.
Yeah, what is it? 30-odd Grunts,
Be hungry.
Well, we talk about it a lot of times, right? Like, some bands, lead singer, like, for me...
Jared Leto. No? Kevin Bacon. Bruce Willis.
The first time I saw Scott Weiland... I was like, holy cow. Like, that's a front man, right? He just had this energy. Now, granted, he had a good voice, too, but I was just like, that's electric, right? I was almost attracted to the man. But then...
Almost.
There's other bands that are super popular, and you could make the argument the lead singer might be the weak point.
Oh, sure, man.
Yeah.
Who?
I would say.
Let's check in with Trevor Noah. He makes some good points here about foldable phones on The Daily Show.
Samsung is postponing the release of its highly anticipated Galaxy Fold smartphone. That's after reviewers reported problems with those screens that fold like a sandwich.
Yes, it turns out it isn't a good idea to take a screen and fold it in half. Sometimes I think Apple secretly owns Samsung, and then they have them screw up all the time just to make the iPhone seem better.
That is a good point. I don't know how you could have a phone. And full disclosure, I'm a Samsung person. I like their phones.
Apparently you can't.
Yeah, right? I was just like, there's no way that would work, right? Like a foldable screen?
I have to see the mechanism.
I mean,
they made it so it's seamless even though it folds. Because the screen couldn't be broken down the middle. That would be too much, right?
Right. But I mean, but eventually they were breaking.
That's the problem. Sam, I don't know how it works. Well, they don't either because it keeps breaking. They got close, but it doesn't work.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that point of, like, folding something, like a piece of paper or whatever? You fold it, and it gets weaker and weaker?
Even if you fold a Twister board, if I could unfold that and put it on my wall and it's a television, trust me, I'd have a 90-inch television that I could take anywhere with me.
You know? No, you're right, because the more you fold it and unfold it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I mean, that's kind of the thing. It makes it weaker. So it's like, yeah, I'm sure this phone could test a little bit, but it's like, right, everyday use. Like, there's just no way that would last.
It's out. I guess people are buying the phone.
No, they got to bring it back. Okay, they were supposed to launch it, and then they were like, oh, man, the thing keeps breaking. We got to bring it back.
Sometimes I think it'd almost be better with the tech companies, like, announce the launch of it when you've worked out all the bugs. Because when you build up the excitement, then it doesn't work. You just get ridiculed for it. I mean, you know, S happens, but you're just going to get killed for it for the next month.
Thank you, Ted. There we go. TV time with Ted. All right, headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
You are listening to the Men's Room.
Text the guys at 77999. 99.9 KISW.
Your headlines coming up here in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Turns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Tiger attacks an Arizona animal sanctuary director. That makes the second tiger attack in the United States in 1 week. Speaking of animals that kill, another is up for adoption with talons and a beak. California governor who raised gas taxes now miffed on why gas prices are so high. 37 hospitalized in Illinois after poisonous ammonia spills into the sky. And the Duggar family says no devils allowed at the picnic, and it's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Again, Mike Hawk's not here. I don't know why our announcer does not understand that. But I do have some headlines for you. Miles, as you said, there has been a second tiger attack right here in the United States in the last week. In this case, the director of an animal sanctuary in Arizona. He was seriously injured when he was attacked by a tiger at the facility. One Jonathan Kraft, the director and founder of Keepers of the Wild, he was moving the 11-year-old tiger to a safer area during a heavy rainstorm, and that's when the attack happened. Now, he was flown to a hospital in Vegas where he was treated for multiple wounds and two broken bones. The sad thing about this tiger is it was declawed as a cub and has had trouble walking. However, it was not defanged, and that's why it bit his ass. And like we said, it's the second attack. You remember the other attack? Oh, that happened at the Topeka Zoo. In that case, the keeper was removed from the intensive care unit a day after the attack, expected to make a full recovery, and eventually being able to wash the poop stains out of her underwear. But if you're interested in buying a killer, I have fantastic news. Do you remember that bird, the cassowary? 6-foot-tall bird, killed its owner because he tripped and fell in front of it, took its raptor-like talons and shredded the guy to death.
Never an opportunity.
Never knew too much about that bird until that happened.
Well, that's all you need to know, Miles, because guess what? That bad boy is up for auction. Now, to be fair, more than 100 exotic animals from the estate of the now-deceased man are being sold off after the guy was, in fact, fatally attacked by the 6-foot-tall cassowary at his farm. Now, the flightless birds are often called the world's most dangerous bird, thanks to their dagger-like claws, and those claws can grow up to 5 inches long. Anyway, the bird killed him. Now the bird's up for auction. Now, the good news is, at least they didn't euthanize the bird, because it's a bird acting like a bird. People have very strong opinions about politics, politicians, two-party systems, so it's either them or us. That's everyone's attitude. I have news for you, ladies and gentlemen, everywhere. They're all pretty stupid. All right, I've always believed they're pretty goddamn stupid. I think the proof is out there. But in this case, let's go to California. In this case, as California's lieutenant governor, one Gavin Newsom, he supported a 2017 bill increasing the state's gas taxes. And then when he ran for governor in 2018, he opposed a ballot initiative that would have repealed that same increase. So he's sticking by his guns. Hey, man, let's put the gas tax on. Here we are in 2019, and Newsom, now the state's governor, is demanding an investigation as to why the state's gas prices are so high.
Like a mirror?
I'm done. I mean, like, geez.
That's insane.
Hey, you know, whatever. But, you know, it worked. No one remembers what they did a week ago, right? So you just say some crap. People fall for it. You do. So now he's the hero. I don't know why the prices are so high. If you're listening in California, it's because you raised your gas taxes. Remember, he supported it, voted for it, got rid of the repeal. I don't know what the confusion is, but he might need mental help if he's that stupid. All right, we all remember the Duggar family. They have the TV show 18 and Counting. Please stop counting, because there's already 18. Well, Easter has come and gone, and like a lot of people, all the eggs that were not found by the children, well, now you make yourself some deviled eggs, all right? Everyone enjoys deviled eggs. Oh, no, friends, not at the Duggar house. You will wash your whore mouth out with soap. They are no longer deviled eggs. The Duggars now call them Yellow Pocket Angel Eggs. Yellow Pocket, don't worry, Miles. I've already decided I'm going to go to the SPCA and get their kids a pet vagina cat.
The idea of deviling is like pickling.
Doesn't
hot.
Matter.
It's hot. Yeah. So like Red Devil or any of those, they're hot. So when you say devil, it initially meant heat or that you were putting some hot in it.
But Miles, you have
so
to
the
remember.
The paprika
these
was supposed
people,
to be like Hungarian hot paprika, which traditionally.
Why are you
on
telling
top?
Me? I'm not a Duggar. I'm not an idiot. I had parents that love me. So they made me do things like go to school and learn stuff. But as we worry about being.
Wasn't that the same family that one of the sons was molesting people?
That is correct.
Yes, and so you can't say deviled egg.
Can't say deviled egg. You can touch your own kids, but you can't say deviled egg because that's how we want to raise
you. Can't say
people.
Pedophile, you say pedofriend.
Mm-hmm. Now, we stay in that same vein where now if you go to Dixon, Tennessee, and you want to see the new Hellboy movie. Quick side note, apparently nobody wants to see the new Hellboy movie, but you might have a hard time finding it. Why? Because when you look at the marquee, it will be called Heckboy. I won't even run through the reasons why. You've probably figured it out.
You're missing the target.
I thought Mike was kidding when he brought that one up.
No, it is called Heckboy, and that's what they have on the marquee. They said, look, we don't use profanity. I respect that. The only problem is the name of the movie is Hellboy. Because the name of the character is Hellboy. You know why, Ted?
Because
daddy's from hell. Just one of those things.
Yeah.
Now, on the opposite side of the spectrum, we go to Brisbane, Australia, where, believe it or not, you can rent yourself a scooter, and it's the same company there that we have here, Lime Scooter Rental. Well, somebody hacked into the system, and it turns out some of those audio commands that the scooter would normally tell people, they've been changed a little. Things like, don't take me around, because I don't like to be ridden. Not so bad. But then it got a little sexual, where the scooter tells you, after you rent it, if you're going to ride my ass, then please pull my hair. And on and on it goes. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Scooter?
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time. Let's see here. Ted versus the FCC. Bad jokes, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This is the Mighty...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.